Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and a daily editorial where we are getting an update from Scotty Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol SCTSF. We are chatting again with the President and CEO, Brad Rourke. To bring everybody up to speed, Scotty Resources is focused in the Golden Triangle. The main property that has been getting a lot of drilling is the Scotty Gold Mine property. Company also holds the Georgia Project, as well as the Independence and Silver Crown projects. We are going to focus a lot again on the Scotty Gold Mine project because news that was released on Tuesday, March 8th, more drill results, actually the final drill results from the 2021 drill program, and more good drill results from the Blueberry Zone. The headline number here being over 34 grams per ton gold over almost 12 meters. So this is, well, very good drill hole. It also extends this Blueberry Zone to 720 meters and 225 meters depth. Brad, this is, again, a very good hole. Let's start off with this hole. Please give us some insights on where it was located compared to all the other drilling and just how good this result is.
Sure. No, we're obviously pretty happy to have that kind of intercept. And more importantly, it coincides with other results that we've been releasing on the Blueberry Zone. So it's just giving validity. This thing has legs and we have consistent grades. So we're extremely happy. From the initial discovery, if we just back up, Blueberry is a very interesting project because when we started drilling it for the first time in 2019, we're drilling something totally else. We were chasing a high-grade vein on surface that we found, much like what we're doing up at the Scotty Gold Mine, and they're very close to each other. 2 kilometers, you can see each of them. One's on the mountain, one's in the valley bottom. But what we found in 2017 is we hit a drill hole of 34 grams over 7 meters. It wasn't supposed to be there, and it was different mineralogy than what we've been targeting. And so the next year after that, we explored it, did a tight drill program in and around that intercept, and we came up with a series of other fantastic intercepts. But more importantly, it changed the way we figured out we weren't chasing a vein anymore, and that the gold is being trapped between a contact, where that's where the volcanic rocks are hitting the sediment rocks. And where that rock types meet, this is where the gold was getting trapped. So that was our theory going into 2021. And so we tested that theory this year, and we did big step outs from the original kind of things that got us excited. That drill hole that we just put out of the 400 gram meter hole, that's a 200-meter step out from the original discovery. We've also stepped out to the south. So we've gone from zero to about 720 meters of strike length. And this is open in all directions and not tested because we've just kind of we're excited that the theory we had has played out the way we wanted it. And as Corey, as you were saying, the deepest we've gone is 225 meters. What I'd like to point out is even though that, 1 ounce that we just found, it's not our favorite drill hole at Blueberry. Our favorite drill hole would have been 2 news releases ago. I think it's 15 grams over 13 meters at depth, showing us that it's widening at depth, and then it does indeed go down. So that's our deepest hole to date. It is a mesothermal system, so it has legs. So there's no indication it gets cut off anywhere at depth as well. So we can trace the contact to the south for a couple kilometers. All in all, we've done about 7,000 meters at Blueberry from that discovery hole. And if I'm not mistaken, 9 or 10 holes, it would be 100 gram meters plus. So extremely exciting, especially when it's road accessible. 4 of our drill pads were on the actual road. And knowing that it's near surface, you can look at these things it's on a road and you can look at it with an open pit frame of mind. So very high grade. So it's still a mystery. We just don't know how big it is. We found something. We're excited to get out there and see what we can do with it this year. So it's only going to get better. Theoretically, 78% of our holes, once we figured out this contact theory, have marketable gold grades. And when I say that, we're 5 grams plus. and 78% success rate on that contact thus far. So theoretically, we should be smarter with every hole we drill as we add to the model. And you're going to see most of our drilling at Blueberry this year, without a doubt.
Well, Brad, I've been following along with your story for a while, and I think all the projects you have merit. But ever since you've honed in on this Blueberry zone and what you just stated, I mean, I think it deserves restating. If you're hitting 78% on the holes, now that you've got this thesis and you've tested it, that the contact zone, you're able just to keep drilling down and hitting along that, that makes drilling a lot more predictable. But you've also just stated something which I hope people heard, which this recent hole, which even though it was probably one of the better drill holes in the Golden Triangle this year that you just put out this week, it's not even your favorite hole. The one from two press releases was. So, I mean, you've hit on so many. I mean, how many holes have you had where that you think are over 100 grams per meter? Just because you've hit all these big holes, but I don't think the market is really paying attention to the success that you've had in such a short amount of time, and really with only 7,000 meters of drilling so far.
Well, you're right. I mean, this is opportunity. Everyone's asleep at the wheel in junior mining. And of course, until it's me and all the other junior explorers, where none of us are being looked at. But yeah, I mean, I think it's 10 holes. I mean, we got just from this year alone, what we had 28 grams over 5 meters, 16 grams over 10 meters, 12 grams over 6 meters, 18 over 3, that one doesn't count, 36 over 4, 15 over 13. You know, it's amazing. And it's largely unnoticed. And my neighbor just got bought out for $3.5 billion, and that'd be the new Crest transaction. I think that completes today, if I looked at news. And then North America's next mine is my neighbor to the south. When sentiment comes back into this sector, I could... Now, this is my seventh year going into it. I've spent most of my life in the area. But, you know, what I like people to see, the possibilities would be this. You look at GT Gold, you look at Skeena, you look at Tudor, SK Mining, you go back to 2018, they're all $40 million companies. And so that could show people, yes, it's possible that perhaps Scotty will go that way. But if you look at the underlying fundamentals they had then to where they are now, and you look where we're starting from, it gives us a lot of motivation. So it's possible that we can get, you know, all those companies I mentioned would be worth $500 million to $1 billion, but they were all kind of in that $40 million range 2017 or so. So I got to watch those flourish. They've had much bigger budgets than I've had in the past, but I think, you know, we've been generally hunting. We found something. We're going to continue the hunt. Of course, Scotty Goldmine is putting up beautiful results for us as well, but I think our quickest, I mean, the next logical step for Scotty is, oh, when's the resource, right? And until we have confirmation that we have a pathway to the 1 million ounces, we're entertain that. But it's just a mathematical equation for us now. I think at 2022 season, we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we should have all the confidence in the world that if that's the goal for 2023, we're well in a good position. But, you know, we still don't know how big, we don't know how deep it goes. We don't know how long along strike it goes, but we can trace his contact for kilometers down to the south. Anyways, it's going to get cut off to the north for sure. There's a pluton, whether it's 100 meters away or 200 meters away, I'm not sure, but we'll test that this year. But we know that the contact to the south, it just continues all the way down to Ascot. So here's fingers crossed, and heck, all I need to do is just push what we found so far at depth, and we'll reach our goals. But it'll be a very, very exciting year. And again, no helicopters needed. It's my cheapest drilling. We can work on it earlier. Rest assured, 90% of my drilling is going to be Blueberry this year for sure.
So, Brad, can you give us some more insights then on the focus at Blueberry this year? Because as you've outlined, it is open in every direction. So it might be cut off in one direction in, let's say, a couple hundred meters, but where do you see the drills turning this year? And do you have any idea how many meters you're going to drill this year there?
Sure. We have 30,000 meters mapped out. We won't be doing that this year just because of the market conditions. It's funny. 3 years ago, I didn't have enough drill targets and no money. Now I have access to money and all the drill targets in the world, but it's a matter of diluting the company and just doing what's best for the shareholders. But I can tell you the very first drill hole, without a doubt, is... we want to push this deeper. So the very first drill hole will go under that 225 meter hole, only because We want the feedback. And if we're lucky enough to get that feedback, the assays before the end of the season, while we still have drills, we can target the next hole. It's easy for me to do a step out 200 meters along strike because I can see the contact from surface. We have controls. But at depth, you just don't want to go 200 meters at depth because you might lose that. So you got to kind of manage it at depth. The very first drill hole will be at depth just to give us some confidence for the end of the season. If we want to do strings of holes under it, we'll have that information. And then, of course, we will be going down just below the Scotty Gold Mine. So it's probably almost 2 kilometers or probably 1.4 kilometers from where we are now because we see the contact on surface. We have controls. So we're going to drill that for sure. And then we'll just step out along strike as. And if you looked at the long section, there's a lot of gaps in our geology. And the reason is we're just testing that theory. And we never, ever, the reason we drilled off the road is because we could tell where the contact was, where these two pieces of rock meet. The rest is all glacial till. But now that we have this confidence, we can fill in between where there's no geology. If you look at our long section, there's no geology there. We just haven't drilled. So we'll start filling that in as well. So like I say, theoretically, we should be smarter with every hole drilled. So I'd be happy if we had 60% success rate next year, but we're at 78. So maybe I better give 82% to my team as a watermark to reach. But regardless, I mean, if we have consistent results like we've been putting out the last three seasons on Blueberry, it's just math. It's we're in the right place. We've got grade. If grade truly is king, remind people we've got green power right along the property border, road access, and sandwiched between two mines, one to soon to be turned on, and of course Newcrest's Bruce Jack mine. So we're in the right area, right jurisdiction. We've got the geology, and we certainly have the team, and that's evident with the success we've had over the last couple of years with very small and, you know, meager drill programs. We just never had budget. So, things are looking pretty bright for Scotty.
Well, Brad, I believe you had mentioned before we started recording today that you were looking to almost double the amount of drilling this year that you've done in the previous 3 years on this particular project. And so I'm wondering, you mentioned there were some big gaps that you're going to be filling in. Now you know the model, and now you can go back and hit and test it along that contact zone. It's natural for resource investors to want to know when a resource is coming out, and you've already addressed that, you know, maybe a next year thing. But with some of this drilling, I'm assuming you're keeping that in mind that you may, I guess, in addition to discovery drilling, how much of it will be not necessarily infill drilling, but just testing those gap zones so that it could be incorporated into a resource next year?
Every single drill hole into consideration with our centering on drill. Of course, because we're no longer hunting, I'm not telling people we're drilling a resource, but my spacing will be compliant with what's required for a resource for sure. We wouldn't want to go do things twice. From internally, there's no use us putting a resource on this right now because we don't know how big it is. You know, right now it's pretty easy. We've laid it all out on our presentation. Anyone can go on the website, have a look. You can punch in all those numbers into a grade calculator and it's come up with your own assumptions. It's pretty exceptional. In total, from discovery, there's only 7,000 meters in the 3 years on Blueberry. We'll double that. Well, I'll do 14,000 meters. Maybe it's 13,000 meters on Blueberry alone this season. So the total of 3 years work we'll do this season for sure. It's just, I mean, no one's getting grades like that. So that's where our focus needs to be. And it'll be a real big year because if we just can continually put numbers like we have been up, eventually someone's going to wake up.
There you go, Brad. You know what? The drill results have been very strong, and you guys are in a special situation in the Golden Triangle with lower drill costs and some clean power right next to the project. Thing is, you just need to keep on drilling and keep on expanding it here because, as you said, still don't even know the extents of this deposit. But so far, the drill results, boy, seem to continue to keep on getting better. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Brad regarding any of the recent news or any of the plans this year for Scotty Resources, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Scotty Resources. We will also be following up on the back of some more news. So, Brad, thank you again for your time, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, guys.